are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and it's United Way of Hastings' turn in the studio, and we're kind of splitting it up today. I want to welcome by phone Executive Director of United Way of Hastings, Mary Mellick. Mary, thanks for calling in today.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
And also in the studio with me, we have special guest Bridget Noring, who has been a big champion of the awareness of fentanyl poisoning in Hastings area since losing her son just a couple of years ago now. Bridget, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
We are talking today about fentanyl poisoning, fentanyl awareness. We're trying to change the narrative a little bit instead of calling it an overdose or something like that to poisoning, because most people do not know that they are receiving this drug. But I want to start today with, a bit about the International Opioid Awareness Overdose Awareness Day, which is what they're still calling it, which will be on August 30th over at the parking lot for Confluence. So let's start with that, Bridget. Let me know a little bit about what's going on and where the program is at this point.
So Jane and I have been working on planning this night for some time now, and it's coming together. August 30th, we're doing it from 7 to 8 p.m. on the parking lot, the parking deck of the Confluence.
Right.
We're going to have some guest speakers again this year, resource tables available. I believe we have the DEA is going to be having a resource table. We have the new chief, Hastings Police Department, Chief Wilski. He's going to be lending a voice along with our fire department.
All right. And Mary, let's talk a little bit about how United Way of Hastings is supporting this entire awareness drive. What are some of the things that United Way of Hastings has lent to this information?
Sure, Mike. Well, you know, United Way of Hastings has been a huge supporter of this movement to really get information out to our community members. Our goal is to build awareness. We really want to reduce the stigma involved when someone takes a fentanyl laced pill and passes. It's not necessarily an overdose, an addiction. And we also want to provide resources. And of course, this all started last year when Bridget reached out to us asking for help to get this messaging out to the community. So we've done a lot of things, and KDWA has been just wonderful in helping us get information out. We've done educational sessions and many activities. And now we're looking into the coming school year and providing other educational programs in the fall. So we have a lot coming up.
All right. And it's been... There's a lot of things going on as far as opioid awareness goes, fentanyl poisoning. I know that Bridget herself has been all around the state, actually, doing awareness information sessions. You recently had a presentation, or you were attending a presentation in Mankato. What was that about?
That's coming up at the end of this month.
Oh, okay.
That hasn't taken place yet.
Okay. See, I got my information turned around a little bit. Yeah. So let's talk then a little bit about what you are actually doing. And, you know, you're preparing for all of these things coming up. But I see you have some information on your desk, victims of illicit drugs, you know. Tell me a little bit about those things.
So I became an executive board member in April of Victims of Illicit Drugs.
Okay.
Void.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Neville, she came up here in April and
right.
did the One Pill Can Kill Dead on Arrival presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm proud to be partnered with them and work, you know, together and sure. get more awareness out. But also in front of me, I have, Jane's been working with a summer group called Camp Communications and Marketing Program.
Yeah.
So this is really great that she's working with students from the high school who are making these materials to promote fentanyl awareness and education, which is really great, you know, getting the youth involved because, you know, you and I, we can talk about it, but they look at us like, oh, you know, here's blah, blah, blah. But right, when it comes right. from another kid, then they tend to...
The credibility goes up.
Right.
It goes up when it's someone that they can relate with or relate to, a peer group, you know, that kind of thing. It really helps that message strike home. So how has the camp program been working out? Have you been doing a lot with them, or has that been more on the United Way side?
I attended a couple of sessions. Jane invited me to attend a couple, and these kids are really great. They're super bright, and they're just awesome.
Very good.
I'm just so proud of them.
And what kind of materials have they come up with?
So this, what I have, is a postcard that they did for International Overdose Awareness Day. It gives the event information.
Mm-hmm.
Really great that they put this graph on here. More teens die, car crashes. More teens die from overdose, fentanyl poisonings, and car crashes. It's the number one killer of our youth right now, according to the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the back side, they have the signs of an overdose and what to do if you come across it. So very important information for both students and parents.
Right. Do you know if there are any supplies of Narcan available at the district? I know that Rise Up Recovery, who works with fentanyl opioids also, has Narcan available there. But do you know of any other sources where people might be able to get a hold of it?
You can go over to either Walgreens or CVS. It's not, you don't need a prescription for it. You just ask for it. And most often, it's the same cost of a copay.
Okay.
Otherwise, I know, like, the Steve Rumler Hope Foundation,
mm-hmm.
they also do online Narcan training, and then they'll provide you with a kit afterwards.
Yes, and a bit of background for those who don't know, Narcan, or naloxone, is a counter agent for opioids. It has been used successfully to stop an overdose. They still need medical attention afterwards, but it's important that they get something like Narcan as soon as possible because fentanyl is so fast-acting. Most people die because there is not help that gets there in time for that. You have a matter of less than...
Seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mary, is there anywhere else that you're aware of that people might be able to get Narcan or naloxone for...
Well, I think that Bridget has covered the availability, and it's becoming more and more available. People realize that it does save lives, and a lot of people are recommending that everyone have it in their home. But I think she's covered a lot of that, and I'm hoping, Bridget, that you might be able to cover the IOAD event. And the meaning behind the purple, we have purple that we're using on our flyers and on our information that we'll be posting on our website. And Bridget, can you just highlight a little bit about what it means to have the purple and the purple lights?
Sure. The purple lights is to represent the lives lost from mm-hmm. overdose or fentanyl poisoning.
Right.
We're working on getting the lights strung up again down at the United Way of Hastings office. It'd be really great, you know, with the Confluence lighting up their cupolas on the 30th, if mm-hmm. we could get, like, the businesses on 2nd Street to join in and, you know, put a purple light out, or even our community members. I know our family, we keep our purple lights on all year round, but that was because we had a young lady who is in recovery deliver food to our house one night, and she knew what it meant, and she said sometimes she'll drive by our house just to get that, you know,
boost of support.
Yeah. So
And what time on the 30th will this gathering occur?
So the gathering will take place on the Confluence Parking Deck top level, same place as last year if you attended, from 7 to 8. And we'll have the guest speakers, the resource tables available. And then at 8 o'clock, the cupolas on the Confluence will light up. Jane and I are planning on doing a candlelight vigil.
Okay.
Before that happens. And, you know, if anybody has lost a loved one, they're more than welcome to bring a photo and put it on the remembrance table like we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, doing a little different. If you want to include a one or two paragraph, you know, little biography of your
memorial,
loved one.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You can send it to me, and then Jane will get it printed and have it available the night of the event.
Do you remember approximately how many people showed up last year?
I believe it was around 100, 150.
Does that sound about right, Mary? Do you remember?
Yeah, that does sound about right. And we hope to, of course, have more people there this time around. You know, sometimes offering something the first time, you know, second time, then you can get some more people there. And so it's open to everyone. We specifically want to touch families that have kids in school, too. Our young adults, families and our young adults, you know, when we look at fentanyl poisoning being the number one cause of death for those that are 18 years old through 45 years old, it's astounding to think that that's the number one cause of death. And that's higher than deaths by suicide, higher than deaths from COVID even. And as Bridget mentioned, on the back of the postcard, we're showing it's higher than car accidents, and it's even higher than gun violence for these 18 to 45-year-olds. So, you know, that's a wide gamut of individuals that we want to get everyone in the community there, but this is a very serious crisis that we have to address, and awareness and education are key.
And one other thing, too, that Bridget was telling me before we came on the air is that she is trying to get a proclamation issued by the governor's office regarding that. Bridget, tell me about what's going on with that.
So we did submit a proclamation request to Governor Waltz's office for both IOAD and the first National Fentanyl Poisoning Awareness and Prevention Day down in Mankato.
Mm-hmm.
I received word a week or two ago that both of those proclamations have been approved. So we'll have the state proclamation here for our IOAD event. Mayor Mary Fassbender is also issuing a City of Hastings proclamation for our event that night.
Okay.
And then I'll be carrying the proclamation down to Mankato and supporting Travis Gustafson's family with their event.
That is good to hear. And that is an excellent tool, I think, to help build awareness in the greater community. What we have going on in Hastings here with your tragedy, or down in Mankato with that tragedy, they will ring true in those communities. But someone, say, up in Roseville is not going to really know about the Noring incident in Hastings.
Right.
So a statewide proclamation will go a long way to bring light to it. And I hope that it is a very effective way that people can start becoming aware that, hey, this is an issue we need to deal with.
It's a very big issue, and even just the preliminary statistics, the state of Minnesota issued, we lost close to 1,300 lives. The majority of them last year were a result of fentanyl. They estimated 3 lives per day. And nationwide, we're losing 9,000 people a month.
Wow.
So it's a very serious matter. We need to get our kids educated. We need to get our parents educated, even our, you know, our businesses and whatnot, because, you know, we really need all hands on deck with it.
We do. We really do.
What?
What I'd like to do at this point is there's a lot of contact information, a lot of sources of where people can go for information or to become involved in the project. You mentioned a new group called Void that you are on the board of now. Congratulations, by the way. If people have questions and want to learn more about Void, how can they do that?
They can visit their website, stopthevoid.org. They also have, you can follow them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and then we also have our lovely United Way.
Yes. So that website again is stopthevoid.org.
Yep.
Mary, tell me a little bit about how people can get involved through United Way of Hastings.
Sure. You know, the best way to find out what's going on is to go to our Facebook page. That's the quickest and easiest way for us to get information out into the community, but then also go and visit our website at unitedwayofhastings.org.
All right, and we are just about out of time at this point, so I would like to thank my very special guest, Bridget Noring. Bridget, thank you for coming in today. I also want to thank Mary Mellick, the Executive Director of United Way of Hastings, for giving us some great information, and Mary, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
You are listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.
In this ever-changing world, always remember that KDWA has been serving you since 1963, bringing you daily news, sports, weather, obituaries, and community events that you need to know. KDWA, AM 1460 and 97.7 FM, and online at kdwa.com. KDWA is your only daily media in the area, and we're here for you.
Are you planning a blood drive? Do you have an event to increase awareness for the opioid problem or get people help? Do you need help getting the word out? KDWA provides free community event listings for events that benefit the local population, whether by education, fundraising, or outreach. Call 651-437-1460 or send an email to communityevents@kdwa.com with the details, and we'll publish your event on our website and include it in our news broadcasts at 5 past the hour. Let us help you help the Hastings and Prescott communities. KDWA, partnering with the community since 1963.